and the recording has restarted again, also at 9:37.
Okay. I'm going to go down to 6F, review, consideration, possible action regarding opening a complaint and possible final action regarding failure to report on MP, and then go back up to 6B. So we'll handle 6F first.
Members of the board, we were notified on 9/23 by MP that he'd been arrested for DUI on 6/5/21. He provided a written summary for the board to consider, but it was not his reporting to the board was not within the regulatory time frame. This case is for your review or consideration.
Okay. So I don't believe MP is present. Any comments or questions by the board, or anyone would like to make a motion?
Well, I'll take a stab at a motion. That we offer him a consent decree for failure to report in the amount of $250. And if he refuses that, we'll take it to informal.
And members of the board, Mr. Clinton, could I ask you to add to that motion opening up a complaint? And offer him a consent agreement.
A complaint. We could issue a consent decree.
Thank you.
Okay. And is there a second?
Second.
Okay. We have a motion. We have a second to offer him a consent decree. Any discussion, questions, comments? Hearing none, I'll call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to open a complaint for MP and offer a consent agreement with a civil penalty of $250. If the consent agreement is not signed, you will be invited to an informal hearing. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, so let's move back up to item 6B, case 21-23, Grant Greery, physical therapist assistant. Mindy, can you give us a summary or?
I'll have Judy provide that. She's been in contact with his attorney.
That's fine, good.
Okay, so for case 2123, Mr. Creary's interim consent agreement required a hair follicle drug test. It was to be completed within 48 hours of the executed interim consent agreement. It was supposed to be at a pre-approved lab, and the interim consent agreement was to be presented to the lab at the time of the test and the results directly sent to the board. Since that time, a test was performed, but it was done anonymously. The lab was not pre-approved. The test was completed in excess of the 48-hour frame post the execution of the interim consent agreement. The interim consent agreement was not presented to the lab, and the test results were not sent directly to the board. Mr. Williams, Mr. Creary's attorney, has indicated that Mr. Creary has elected to voluntarily surrender his PTA certificate. This case is before you for your review.
I would also like to add, as part of this, the secondary component to that. We did have allegations related to his clinical practice. I have done some preliminary investigation. It does appear that he at times has presented himself as a physical therapist. I interviewed two patients who said they were referred specifically for physical therapy. He was the first person to see them. He sold them equipment, and I'm not sure yet if that was for his own personal gain, but he did not share that with these two patients. So for your consideration, the additional clinical concerns.
Since Mr. Greer, I would accept the surrender of the certificate.
I'll second only for discussion purposes. Mindy, super quick question. And when someone's representing themselves, or if you, let's say that you've got evidence of that, is that something that's sent to the office, the OIG, for, you know, or a potential fraud?
Well, statutorily, we could, the board has oversight for that behavior. Is that what you're asking, if he's presenting himself as a physical therapist?
Yes. Does it get escalated beyond the board?
I'll defer to Mr. Harris for that.
Just curious.
Yeah. Dr. Cornwell, Dr. King, members of the board, at some point before a vote, if we could go into executive session for legal advice. I also believe that Mr. Williams may be present, the attorney who's representing the PTA, and you may want to at some point hear from Mr. Williams as well.
Thank you, members of the board. This is David Williams. Yes, I've been here since 8:30, so I'm here and I'm able to answer questions. I can certainly provide any additional insight you ask you need.
Can you, Mr. Williams, could you kind of elucidate on to us on why he didn't follow through with the board order?
I think there was a miscommunication or misunderstanding by Mr. Creary. After he was, at the time the interim consent agreement was being negotiated, he was sitting on the fence about whether he wanted to continue with his certificate. And so literally within a couple of days of actually around the same time he executed the agreement, I think he may have even sent an email directly to Ms. Richardson indicating that he was interested in doing a surrender. And so it was at that point where he said, well, hey, look, I'm doing a surrender. And I think he had a misunderstanding about whether he still needed to comply with the board order. And so based on my instructions to him, he still went and got the hair follicle test. He didn't follow those instructions specifically to the letter. But at that point, he was pretty much with the mindset that he was going to voluntarily surrender his certificate and felt like he just needed to move on.
Mr. Williams, one of the comments that you just made, he didn't follow it to letter. It doesn't sound like he followed any of the instructions about around this. And are you saying that he sought your advice on this?
What do you mean? I've been representing him. I was hired to represent him literally less than 24 hours before the special meeting. He agreed to the interim consent agreement. During that process, his mindset, and I'm not going to disclose attorney-client communications, but during the context of his decision-making process, he was sitting on the fence about whether he wanted to continue with his practice, and then he made the decision around the same time the documents were being executed that he wanted to go ahead and surrender his certificate. So I agree with you. He didn't follow the board order. He did go and get the hair follicle test. He didn't do it the way it was supposed to be, but I think at this point he was of the mindset, I'm going to surrender my certificate. Let's just go down that process.
Ms. Enright, would you like to make a comment?
I guess I just have concerns about what happens about his representation of himself in regards to patient safety and public safety in the future, regardless of him surrendering his license, and if he's misrepresenting himself in the future, including, I mean, look at his website. What is a WT? Mr. Williams, do you know what a WT is?
Well, I'm not going to answer questions. Yeah, right. Frankly, I don't like the fact that she has standing here to even voice an opinion. She's the complainant, but she doesn't have any interest in the outcome of whether there's a voluntary surrender or not. So, frankly, her perspective on this is absolutely irrelevant.
It's my job to protect my license and the public just as much as the board.
And Dr. Cornwell, members of the board, again, the issue before you is the PTA's request to surrender his license. The board has already issued the order. At some point, again, I would ask the board consider going into executive session for legal advice.
And I'll make that a motion. I move that we go into executive session for legal advice.
Second.
We have a motion on the table at this time. Should we withdraw that? Is it okay to make the secondary motion?
It's okay to make a secondary motion.
Okay. Then the board has moved and seconded to go into executive session for legal advice. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Leone is absent. Okay, we are going to stop this recording and move into executive session. If all of the board members will exit this meeting and open the executive session.
Thank you. Monica?